Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day, and welcome to the LeapFrog Group Fall 2019 Hospital Safety Grade Town Hall. Today's conference is being recorded, and at this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Katie Stewart. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, and good afternoon, everyone. My name's Katie Stewart. I'm the Director of Healthcare Ratings here at the LeapFrog Group, and today I will be reviewing the Fall 2019 LeapFrog Hospital Safety Grade. Thank you for joining us. The first thing I want to mention is that we will be posting these slides, as well as a recording once it's available on our website. There is a For Hospitals section of the Hospital Safety Grade website where you can find the timeline, and that's where we'll also post these slides as well as that recording. Today I'm going to review the LeapFrog Hospital Safety Grade, give you some measure highlights, and review the scoring, as well as provide details for the Courtesy Safety Grade review period, which opened last week, review public reporting for the safety grade, as well as some important dates, and then open it up at the end of the presentation for any questions you might have. At that point, I'll ask the moderator to come back online and give instructions. First, for those of you that are not familiar with the LeapFrog Hospital Safety Grade, it is an A, B, C, D, or F letter grade that reflects how safe hospitals are for patients. LeapFrog launched the Hospital Safety Grade in June 2012, and it's released two times per year, once in the spring around April or May, and then again in the fall in October or November. This fall will actually be the 16th release of the safety grade. It is a separate program from our LeapFrog Hospital Survey, so it does have its own website, which is www.hospitalsafetygrade.org. Who is eligible for a LeapFrog Hospital Safety Grade? The Hospital Safety Grade is given to general acute care hospitals with enough publicly reported data. What that means is hospitals that are missing measure scores for more than seven process measures or more than five outcome measures do not receive a grade. In addition, we are not able to calculate a Hospital Safety Grade for certain types of hospitals due to missing data. Those include critical access hospitals, PPS-exempt hospitals like cancer hospitals, VA hospitals, and other specialty hospitals. The measures included on the LeapFrog Hospital Safety Grade are publicly reported from national data sources, and they reflect individual hospital results. The data sources used include the LeapFrog Hospital Survey, the Centers for Medicare & Medicaid Services, as well as supplemental data from secondary sources when that data is not available from primary sources, which includes data from the American Hospital Association's annual survey and HIT supplement. The measures included are endorsed or in use by a national measurement entity, and our experts have included those measures that are linked to patient safety, which our expert panel has defined as freedom from harm. That means the measures are directly quantifying patient safety events, or they're assessing processes that lead to better outcomes, or they've been identified by experts as important to patient safety. This slide shows the process and structural measures that are included on the Hospital Safety Grade. There are no changes to the measures or scoring methodology this round. These are the same 13 process and structural measures that were used in the spring 2019. Here you can see the measures included, as well as the primary data source used or the secondary data source. As a reminder, that secondary data source is only used if data is not available from the primary data source. The process and structural measures include things like computerized physician order entry, or CPOE, barcode medication administration, or BCMA, ICU physician staffing, Those three measures, I'll use the 2019 LeapFrog Hospital Survey as the primary data source, and supplemental data from the American Hospital Association is used in the event that data is not available from the LeapFrog Hospital Survey. We've also included the five NQF-endorsed safe practices, and the only data source for those measures is the 2019 LeapFrog Hospital Survey. And then there are five patient experience domains included, and the data source for those is CMS. The slide shows the outcome measures included. These are the same 15 outcome measures that have been used for several years. So there are three hospital-acquired conditions included, which use CMS as the primary and only data source. And then we have five healthcare-associated infections, which use the LeapFrog Hospital Survey as the primary data source. And data from CMS is used if that data is not available from the LeapFrog Hospital Survey. As a reminder, that data from CMS is typically about 3 to 6 months older than the LeapFrog Hospital Survey data, and it also doesn't reflect individual, the LeapFrog Hospital Survey data reflects individual results. The CMS data, if you report with in a consolidated fashion with another hospital, that data would reflect those hospitals that you share a CCN with. And lastly, there are seven patient safety indicators included on the outcomes measure side, and those all use CMS as the primary and only data source. I'll briefly review the reporting periods used for each data source. The LeapFrog Hospital Survey measures, you'll see two different reporting periods. The CPOE, BCMA, ICU physician staffing, and those five NQF-endorsed safe practices will all have a reporting period of 2019. That's because in your 2019 LeapFrog Hospital Survey, you report based on the most recent 3 months or most recent 12 months, depending on that section. The healthcare-associated infections, the reporting period is displayed as calendar year 2018. As a reminder, LeapFrog pulls that data directly from NHSN for those hospitals that have submitted Section 7 of the LeapFrog Hospital Survey, have joined our NHSN group, and have provided that NHSN ID in their LeapFrog Hospital Survey profile by the appropriate deadlines. For the supplemental data from the American Hospital Association, the reporting period for that annual AHA annual survey is 2017. That is the same reporting period used last spring 2019, as that data source is only updated once per year. And then the reporting period for the AHA annual survey IT supplement is 2019. That was updated this round. And again, those two data sources are only used for hospitals that do not participate in the LeapFrog Hospital Survey. For CMS, the reporting period for the patient experience measures are displayed as October 2017 through September 2018. The reporting period for those five infection measures is displayed as October 2017 through the end of September 2018. And again, that data is only used for those hospitals that do not participate in the LeapFrog Hospital Survey. And then lastly, the reporting period for the three hospital-acquired condition measures and those seven patient safety indicators is July 2016 through June 30, 2018. All of those reporting periods reflect the data that was publicly available as of the August 31st data snapshot date. So that's the date that LeapFrog pulls the data from the LeapFrog Hospital Survey, from CMS, et cetera. And so these reporting periods reflect what was available at that time. In terms of the data that has been updated since spring 2019, on this round, several measures have been updated All data has been updated for the process and structural measures since the last round, except for supplemental data from the AHA annual survey, which is only used for ICU physician staffing if data is not available from the LeapFrog Hospital survey. So for CPOE and BCMA, you'll see that the data is updated for all hospitals receiving a fall 2019 safety grade. For ICU physician staffing, if you participated in the LeapFrog Hospital survey and submitted Section 5 by August 31st, you'll see your ICU physician staffing data updated. Data from the AHA annual survey has not been updated. Again, that's updated once per year, and it was last updated last spring. Data for the five NQF safe practices has been updated for all hospitals that participated in the survey by August 31st. If you did not, all other hospitals are reported as declined to report, as the LeapFrog Hospital survey is the only data source for those measures. And then the patient experience domains, those have been updated for all hospitals receiving a fall 2019 safety grade. For the outcome measures, all outcome measures have been updated. So you'll see updated data from CMS for the hospital-acquired condition measures. As a reminder, CMS has returned to a 24-month reporting period for those measures. It previously was shorter due to the transition to ICD-10, but we've returned to that 24-month reporting period for both those hospital-acquired conditions and the patient safety indicators. For the healthcare-associated infection measures, both hospitals that have LeapFrog Hospital Survey data used, as well as hospitals that have CMS data used, both will see that data updated in the fall 2019 safety grade. Keep in mind, again, that data from the LeapFrog Hospital Survey is a bit more current than that data used from CMS. And then lastly, those seven patient safety indicators, they have been updated for all hospitals receiving a fall safety grade as well. Similar to the hospital-acquired conditions, you'll see that those have been returned to a 24-month reporting period. I do see some questions coming through the chat. Just a reminder that we will be opening the lines at the end of the presentation for a live Q&A. So if you can hold your questions, we'll be sure to address those. I want to briefly review the scoring for those that are not familiar with the hospital safety grade. The scoring methodology has not changed since June 2012, and you will see that scoring is you can find that methodology reflected in the scoring methodology, which is posted on our website. There are two measure domains included. Each are weighted 50%. These include process and structural measures, as well as outcome measures. There are three criteria for weighting the individual measures in the hospital safety grade, and those include the strength of the evidence. Typically, that comes from NQF endorsing materials. That's assigned a rating of 1 or 2. It's also based on the opportunity, which is based on the coefficient of variation. So that is something that gets updated each round, and that's why you'll see weights getting updated and changing each round. And then lastly, the third criteria is impact, and that's based on the number of patients possibly affected by the event being measured and the severity of harm to individual patients. These three criteria are combined in the following way to get a weight score. So we add evidence to the opportunity times impact, and that's how we weight the individual measures, all 28 measures on the hospital safety grade. The hospital safety grade uses a Z-score methodology. This Z-score methodology allows us to standardize data from individual measures with different scales. Essentially, it counts how many standard deviations a hospital score is away from the mean. So for this methodology, we set the mean to 0. And we use the calculations shown on this slide to calculate that Z-score from the raw measure score. For process and structural measures, we take the measure score, subtract the mean, and divide by the standard deviation. For outcome measures, we simply flip that equation, and we do that so that a negative Z-score always means that a hospital is doing worse than the mean, and a positive Z-score always means that a hospital is doing better than the mean. On the Hospital Safety Grade Review website, which I'll review shortly, you will have a calculator that you can download. And the best way to see your Z-scores is to use that calculator, input your data, and you can review the Z-scores that are shown in that calculator and identify those that are negative and positive. And again, any Z-score that's negative would mean that you're doing worse than the mean. In addition, we do provide more detail on the Z-score methodology in our scoring methodology document, and that is available for the fall 2019 review period on our review period website. And that includes all of the interim calculations and steps that you need to replicate the Z-score methodology. But again, that calculator does show you all of those steps and is a helpful tool to use. After we calculate the Z-score for each measure, we calculate the overall numerical score by taking a summation of the Z-score for each measure multiplied by the weight for each measure. So an example calculation is provided at the bottom of this slide. If a measure has missing data, then the weight for that measure is reapportioned to other measures within that same domain. So if a hospital didn't report on a measure or the sample size was too small, you'll see that that weight, the standard weight that would have been applied, is reapportioned to those other measures within the same domain. And the best way to see that is to complete that calculator I just mentioned. Once we've added the Z-score multiplied by each weight, we do add 3 to each hospital's final numerical score, and that's to avoid possible confusion with interpreting negative patient safety scores. So now I'll briefly review the safety grade review period and provide details for completing that. I do want to leave plenty of time at the end for questions. The safety grade review period opened last Wednesday, September 18th, and will remain open until October 8th. So if you have not yet participated, please be sure that you do so before that October 8th deadline. The review period is an opportunity for hospitals to review the data for accuracy, meaning identifying recording errors, hospital name and address changes, et cetera, on a secure website, and to review any changes to the methodology. The website is www.hospitalsafetygrade.org/data-review. Again, these slides will be posted, so you'll have access to that. If you have questions about accessing that website, you can always submit a ticket to our help desk. But on that safety grade review website, you will be able to provide contact information, and that's important to ensure that you receive announcements about the hospital safety grade. You'll be able to update your hospital's name, address, and CMS certification number. You'll be able to review the source data that LeapFrog used to calculate your numerical score and also validate that we have recorded the correct information. You'll be able to download that calculator I mentioned and the scoring methodology for fall 2019 and then preview your hospital's preliminary numerical score. So as a reminder, after the review period, we do refresh the website to reflect any changes that occurred during the review period, and we finalize those numerical scores. On the review period website, you will not see a hospital letter grade until after the review period closes, and we open that letter grade embargo period, which occurs this round in November. So in order to access the secure website, you will need a username and password. Keep in mind that this is not the same password or a 16-digit security code that you use for the LeapFrog Hospital Survey. It is a different login. For hospitals that submitted a 2019 LeapFrog Hospital Survey, primary survey contacts and CEOs were emailed this username and password last week when we opened that review period. And for all other hospitals, CEOs were sent a letter with their username and password. If you did not receive your username and password, you can contact our help desk. And what we ask is that you provide your hospital name, your physical address, and your CMS certification number. And then one of our help desk staff will be able to assist you. The first page of the review once you log in is to review your contact information. So here you'll see your name and address displayed, and you'll need to confirm that the information is correct. You'll also see your CMS certification number displayed, and you'll need to confirm if your CMS certification number is correct. If any of the above is not correct, we ask you to contact the help desk immediately so we can resolve that and make the necessary corrections, particularly because the majority of the data included in the safety grade comes from CMS, so it's very important that your CMS certification number is correct. On this page, you are also asked to provide your CEO information as well as your contact information. This is so that you can receive important announcements, and also we use this contact information to notify you when the letter grade embargo period opens. So please do ensure that this is accurate and up to date. The next page is where you can review your source data. On this page, you will find a couple of different things. You'll find the review instructions, so please ensure that you review those before you start your review. You'll be able to download that fall 2019 calculator I mentioned, as well as the scoring methodology. Please be sure that you review the important notes and those instructions before you begin. On this page, you'll also see that detailed table, which lists each of the 28 measures included in your safety grade. You'll see the name of the measure, the type of measure, meaning if it's in the structural or process domain, or if it's an outcome measure. And then you'll see the data source. These data sources listed are actually hyperlinked, so by clicking them, you'll be taken to the data source for the measure. So that you can verify that LeapFrog has accurately recorded the information. The reporting period is also listed, as well as the measure score. And then you'll be asked to select a yes or no radio button to indicate if the measure matches the public report. So what if the measure score does not match the public report? We ask that you contact the help desk immediately once you have confirmed that the data source, measure, and reporting period that you're reviewing is correct. So before you contact the help desk, make sure that you have checked the data source. So the data source listed on the Safety Grade Review website, make sure that it's what you're referring to when verifying your measure score. So for example, if you participate in the LeapFrog Hospital Survey, and we use the LeapFrog Hospital Survey data for your infection measures, but you're using the CMS data to verify your measure scores in the safety grade, those measure scores will not match because they reflect different reporting periods and different data sources. So please double check that the data source listed in the table is the same data source that you're reviewing. And again, we do hyperlink those data sources, so you can just click them and be taken to the appropriate place where you can verify the score. Double check that the measure listed on the Safety Grade Review website is what you're referring to when verifying your measure score. And double check that the reporting period listed on the Safety Grade Review website is what you are referring to when verifying your measure score. If you've checked all of those things and are still seeing a discrepancy, contact the help desk. We'll need to know which measure you are inquiring about, and we will also ask you to attach a copy of the public report, so a screenshot, that shows that different score for the measure. That screenshot will need to show the data source and the measure name and reporting period, so we can verify that. Keep in mind that LeapFrog does trim extreme values for particular measures. That means values that exceed the 99th percentile. So for those cases, we do trim the reported value to the 99th percentile. And on that review period website, you'll see that noted with an asterisk next to your measure score. So double check that your measure hasn't been trimmed. If you're finding that your score is actually less than what is reported by the data source. And all of those trim values are included in the scoring methodology. On that page, like I mentioned, you can download that hospital safety grade calculator. So you'll be able to enter those measure scores from that detailed table into the yellow fields shown in the hospital safety grade calculator. This is a great tool for hospitals that want to see the details behind your hospital safety grade calculation. So you're going to enter those measures in the yellow fields, and then you'll be able to see the Z-score calculated. Again, those negative Z-scores indicate that you're performing worse than average. Positive Z-scores mean you're performing better than average. This is also how you can see any standard weights that have been reapportioned for missing measures. And just a reminder that the calculator will not include a letter grade until the letter grade embargo period, which will open toward the end of October. Once you have selected and verified the yes/no options for the source data page, you'll be brought to the page where you can preview your preliminary numerical score. Just a reminder, this is preliminary. We do update and recalculate numerical scores after the close of the review period due to changes that occurred during that review period. Here again, you can download the methodology and the hospital safety grade calculator, and you'll also find a link to download the changes in measure weights. Just a reminder again that the letter grade will not be displayed here. The review period website is updated to reflect those letter grades after the close of the review period when we open that letter grade embargo period. And again, we do notify the contact you provided on the review period website once that letter grade embargo period opens. I'll briefly just review how the safety grade is publicly reported. So the safety grade is publicly reported at hospitalsafetygrade.org. On this page, you can search for your hospital. There's also lots of additional information you can find in the For Hospitals section, which is the third option from the right shown on the screen. That's where you can find the timeline, as well as where we'll post the slides from today's call, as well as the recording. So you can search for your hospital safety grade either by your hospital name or by your location. If you search by location, you do have the option of pulling up either a list or a map, which I've shown here. Once you click on that hospital, you can view the details for that hospital. So what's shown currently on our public website are grades from spring 2019. The public website will not be updated with the fall grades until November, after we have that letter grade embargo period. So on this page, you can show recent past grades, which is that link shown under the letter grade. That'll bring up the past couple of rounds to see your past performance on the hospital safety grade. And then you'll also see below that there's also a link to a detailed table view. I've shown a screenshot from that on this slide. This is just an easier way to print off the information from the spring 2019 grade. I do encourage you, if you have not already done so, to print off this information from spring 2019. Print off the table with your data as well as that letter grade, because this will no longer be available once we update the website in November with the fall safety grade. The website also lets you look at each of the 28 measures in five different tabs or domains. So you can see here the measures are divided into infections, problems with surgery, practices to prevent errors, safety problems, doctors, nurses, and hospital staff. This is our more consumer-facing website. So for each of those tabs, you'll be able to see the measures included in each. You'll be able to click on the measure, and we do display the performance on a gas gauge, where red indicates worse than average performance and green indicates better than average performance. When you click on each of those gas gauges, you will be able to find more information about the measure and also view how the hospital scored, as well as the best score, the average score, and the worst score. Some important dates before I open it up for questions. As I mentioned, August 31st was that data snapshot date. So all of the data reflects that which was pulled on August 31st. For hospitals that submitted a LeapFrog hospital survey by August 31st, we emailed those usernames and passwords to the hospital CEO and primary survey contact on last Wednesday when we opened the review period. For those that did not submit a LeapFrog hospital survey by August 31st, we sent a letter to your CEO, which should have arrived last week. Both of those emails and letters include information about the safety grade, that username and password that you need to access the secure website, where you can review the source data that we use to calculate your numerical score, as well as links to the help desk and other helpful documents. As a reminder, the courtesy 3-week review period opened last Wednesday, September 18th, and it will remain open until Tuesday, October 8th. So please be sure that you participate prior to that deadline. Today we have our hospital safety grade town hall call, and as a reminder, we will be posting those slides as well as a recording on our website. At the end of October, we will open that 2-week letter grade embargo period. That's when you'll be able to preview your letter grade, and you'll also have access to that explanation of safety grades document. That's where we show you the cut points for the letter grades as well as the distribution of numerical scores. That'll open at the end of October, and you'll be notified once that's available. The beginning of November is when we will publish the hospital safety grades publicly at www.hospitalsafetygrade.org. So again, be sure that you print off your spring 2019 letter grades and source data before we do so. You can find more information about the dates and deadlines on our website under that For Hospitals tab that I mentioned. If you need any assistance with reviewing your hospital safety grade data, you need your username and password, contact our help desk. The link is provided here. It's https://leapfroghelpdesk.zendesk.com. You can also email helpdesk@leapfrog-group.org, and we'd be happy to assist you. We do answer those requests within 24 to 48 hours during business hours, which is Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. Eastern. You can also find more information on our website, www.hospitalsafetygrade.org, and again, that's where you can also find that timeline for hospitals. So that does conclude my presentation. At this time, I'm going to ask the moderator to come back online and give instructions for asking questions.
Thank you. And if you'd like to ask a question at this time, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. And if you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. A voice prompt on the phone line will indicate when your line is open. Please state your name before posing your question. Once again, that is star 1 to signal for a question at this time, and we'll pause for just a brief moment. Thank you, and we'll take our first question. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Sheila from South Coast in Massachusetts. I have a question about how the safety score is calculated, and I'm sorry, I missed a few minutes at the beginning of this program. I know it uses the hand hygiene from like Section 6. Does it use the entire Section 6? And the other question is, if you opt not to complete Section 6F, does that have any impact on your score?
That's a great question. Let me just pull up the slide that shows the process and structural measures really quick. So for those participating in the LeapFrog Hospital Survey, in 2019, we added an optional section, subsection called Section 6F, which is a new section on hand hygiene practices. That is optional. It is not included in the hospital safety grade currently. So what you'll see on this slide is that we have included the 5 NQF indoor safe practices, which correspond to sections 6A through 6E of the LeapFrog Hospital Survey. So that section 6F you mentioned is actually not included at this time. Eventually, we do intend to replace what you see on the slide, which is Safe Practice 19, hand hygiene, with the new hand hygiene practices. But that would not be until the fall 2020 safety grade. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay.
Was Section 6 included last year on the safety grade? Just trying to figure out why
Section,
our grades are...
Yep, so
the
Section 6... Yeah, Section 6 safe practices have been included on the safety grade, I believe, since its inception. And these 5 safe practices are the same, have been included historically. So Safe Practice 19, hand hygiene, has always been included. That optional Section 6F was newly added to the hospital survey, but again, it hasn't been included in the safety grade at this time.
Okay, thank you so much. And you have to complete all of them to get the safety grade on this slide, correct? On slide 8.
So if you are reporting to the LEAP Hospital Survey and you are reporting on the safe practices, you do have to complete that entire section, except 6F is optional.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
And next question, go ahead.
Are you on? You might be on mute. If you could ask your question, unmute yourself.
Sure. This is Randy Prentice. I am at Medical City Arlington. I had contact. We had some transition during our submission time, and so we found out that there were some omissions and questions that should have been answered. That we had those processes. So I talked to the help desk, and they told me that we could make no corrections to the survey after August 28th. But I thought I heard you say today that in the review period, we could make corrections.
So the review period is an the data snapshot date for the fall 2019 hospital safety grade was August 31st. Changes made to your survey after August 31st will not be included in the fall safety grade. The safety grade review period is an opportunity to make sure that we have recorded the data accurately. It's really not an opportunity to make changes to your survey. We encourage you to review those survey results before they're used in the safety grade, and also to ensure that the information reported is accurate before you submit it to LeapFrog. If there are specific questions, you can certainly submit those to the help desk, and we can review those on a case-by-case basis.
Okay. All right, that helps me. Thank you.
No problem.
And next question, go ahead.
Hi, I have two questions. The first one is, would for measures that use the LeapFrog survey results or a secondary source, so this is a good slide that's on the screen, would LeapFrog consider reporting the number of hospitals with a survey result versus the secondary source result that are used to calculate the mean, and then also reporting the number of NAs for each of these measures, and that would be the top ones on the slide we're looking at. That's question one. Question two is, will the fall 2019 grade score ranges be different than the spring 2019 score ranges for each of the letter grades? Thank you.
Yeah, certainly. So for the first question, I do not believe that's something we have shared in the past, but I'm happy to take that suggestion to my colleagues. And so if you submit a help desk ticket with your request, I can review that with my colleagues and get back to you.
Should I put it to your attention?
Yeah, that would be fine. You can put attention, Katie.
Katie. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
And then for your second question,
So our experts do review the letter grade cut points each round, and so those letter grade cut points will not be available until after the review period when we open that letter grade embargo.
So they can change each round. In the past, they have been a little more steady state, so even though there may be some adjustments during the review round, if there have been some errors in the entry or whatever, that might slightly change the mean. Typically, the grades ranges have been a little more steady state. So could you just let us know what is considered in terms of what it would take to actually change those? Is there a certain, we have to see a balance of A's through F's changing this much in order to change it, or can we expect it to change more often now? Is anything changed?
So our experts review those letter grade cut points and look at the distribution on that round, as well as any changes that have happened to the methodology, as well as changes to the data. So this round in particular, a lot of data has been updated. So again, I can't say if the letter grade cut points will be adjusted this year, but they are reviewed each round to look at that distribution and also keeping in mind any changes to the methodology as well as changes to the data. So the majority of data has been updated this round, so our experts will be taking a closer look at those cut points. The numerical scores are updated after the review period as well, because of those means and standard deviations do change.
Right.
It's reflective of all the hospitals included. So even if just a few hospitals get, let's say they closed and we had to remove them, you would see hopefully a small change to your numerical score.
Yeah. No, I'm familiar with that portion, but I just said for a long time the ranges didn't seem to change, and I didn't know what magnitude causes them to make small adjustments in the ranges. So thank you.
No problem.
And next question, go ahead.
You may be on mute.
Hello.
Hi, yes.
You can actually hear me?
I can.
I was wondering for the ICU physician staffing section. So actually somebody kind of answered my question. I was wondering because I actually found out that our pulmonologists and our doctor that does our rounding in ICU are actually board certified critical care. But we can't change our questionnaire during this period. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we're taking the willing to report 5 points out of 100 when actually our doctors are critical care board certified.
Right. So changes made to your survey after the data snapshot date wouldn't be included in this fall safety grade. But if you go ahead and submit a ticket to our help desk and explain the error, we can take a look at that.
Okay. Okay. And I'm actually kind of new to this whole leapfrog thing. So I did a lot of research, and it said if you're self-reporting, and I guess if your scores aren't like above the mean, that it actually hurts you on the survey.
I'm not sure where that information was found, but the. Of course, the performance on your safety grade is going to depend on your performance on those measures that are included. So if you're performing well on those measures, you would see, you know, good performance. If you're performing not as well on those measures, you might see your safety grade go down. Both hospitals that do a LeapFrog hospital survey and those that do not get A, B, C, Ds, and Fs. So again, your performance is really going to depend on that performance on each measure.
Okay, and then one last question. How does the Press-Ganey survey play into the LeapFrog survey?
Just to add to just the earlier question, it is a composite of 28 measures, so no one measure should be bringing your safety grade down. It's really going to be based on that overall performance.
Okay, good. And how does the Press-Ganey survey play into this LeapFrog? Like, what measure does that affect?
Are you referring to the patient experience?
Well, no, actually staff, the Press-Ganey staff survey. So I was wondering, where does that come under? It's not nurse communication, it's not doctor communication.
Culture and safety survey?
Okay, that would be it then? Well, I'm just wondering how...
We do ask about the culture of safety survey in the safe practices, which are included in Section 6 of the LeapFrog
Survey. Okay, so that's where my Press-Ganey employee survey would come into play.
So it is, you would need to contact the help desk because I'm not sure if the employee survey would qualify. We are asking about culture of safety surveys, and we do have information on what does qualify, and I'd be happy to provide that to you if you submit a ticket and just put attention, Katie.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
No problem.
And as a reminder, that's star 1 to signal for a question at this time. And we'll take our next question. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Cassie from Delta Regional. My question has already been answered. Thank you.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you. And once again, that's star 1 to signal for a question. And if you find that your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Next question, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Jeremiah from Methodist Health System.
Hi.
Some of my questions have been answered a little bit about the cut point methodology, as well as the Section 6F. Just to clarify with that, you said the plan right now is to replace the current safe practices Section 19 with the new 6F in fall 2020?
Right. So you would see that included in the starting in the fall 2020 safety grade. We'll start publicly reporting and scoring Section 6F with the 2020 LeapFrog Hospital Survey.
Gotcha.
And you will see changes to that section. Those changes are typically will be included with the proposed changes that we typically publish in November.
Are there any other areas that you know that are looking at to be added or changed, like the new Section 10 or any of the others?
No, at this time we do not have any plans to include the outpatient procedures section in the hospital safety grade or to grade ASCs. So right now the only change we're looking at for fall 2020 is that hand hygiene update, but we do always try to give hospitals plenty of notice in advance of that, of any changes rather. So right now it's just that hand hygiene change. And certainly if there are further changes, we'll be sure to share those.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question, go ahead.
Hi. Is the normalized numerical score, is that a better score when it's higher or lower?
So you always want a higher score.
Okay.
And again, that distribution of those numerical scores will not be available until that letter grade embargo period.
Right.
However, you can look at the spring 2019 explanation of safety grades, which is publicly available on our website, to get a sense of what that range looked like last round. Again, it will look a little different this round, especially because the data has all been updated. But that can give you a good sense of what we've seen for the average score in the past and what range we've seen in the past as well.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
No problem.
And next question, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hello. I am having a hard time finding the calculator page with the Z-score and all that. Is there a way to get to that from our after we've already confirmed the data?
So the calculator is available on the Safety Grade Review website. So if you've already completed that, you can log back in with that username and password. And
oh,
you should.
Okay. I was trying
so
to
it is
use like
behind
the code.
Yeah, so it is behind that, it is on that secure website. So what you'll do is you'll log into the Safety Grade Review website with your username and password. The first page will be that contact information. If you've already filled that out, it should have that already saved. And then you would just hit next, and that next page will show you the source data. And at the top, you should see a link to download the calculator as well.
On the on the hospital profile page?
No. So let me go. So let's see. So it's on the Hospital Safety Grade Review website, which is at hospitalsafetygrade.org/data-review.
Okay.
So this is where you log in, and that first page is the contact information. Once you fill that out and hit next, this brings you to the source data page. And if you look at the first screenshot I have there, it's the second kind of hyperlinked document that's bulleted, the fall 2019 calculator.
Okay, so I should use the link that was emailed, not my usual login way. Okay, I will do that. Thank you.
So for reviewing the safety grade, you want to make sure that you're reviewing that on the Safety Grade Review website. If you're logging into your survey, that's going to give you access to your LeapFrog Hospital Survey results. And again, this is a separate program. It includes data from CMS and LeapFrog. So you'll want to make sure that you access that review period website with that separate login. You'll be able to review your data and download that calculator.
Okay, so even though I've already, well, here, I found the email, so I'm just going back in now.
Perfect.
So
and if you're having trouble accessing that, you can email our help desk, and we can also attach that to the ticket.
I found it. Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
And next question, go ahead.
Hi, this is Violet Simmons from Texas. I have a question about the change in the reporting periods for the PSIs and the outcome measures? You said they were up, they were changed back to 24 months. So I'm assuming they were 12 months prior to that. And so what does that 24-month period encompass?
So they've always historically been 24 months. Go back to they've historically been 24 months. It's just in the past few updates, because of that transition to ICD-10, they were shorter. So I believe it was actually longer than 12 months previously. It may have been 18 months last round or last year. I'd have to double check, but historically they've always been a 24-month reporting period. It was just for those past couple of updates during that transition to ICD-10. So the reporting period used in fall is July 2016 through June 30th, 2018.
The reason I'm asking is because we've seen a drop in our numerical score, and we're trying to determine where that's coming from, and I was wondering if that might have impacted our score.
So the best way to see a change in performance is to fill out that hospital safety grade calculator and to look at those measures where you're seeing a negative Z score, because that's what will show you where you're performing worse than average. And keep in mind that your performance can change for a couple of reasons. It can change because you've scored lower on a measure. It can also change if you are not improving at the rate of other hospitals. Because it's a Z-score methodology, it is going to be based on the mean and standard deviation. So if hospitals are improving, but you're not improving at the same rate, you might see a lower score. So I'm happy to provide more information on how you can look at that if you submit a ticket to our help desk. What we generally recommend is that you fill out the fall safety grade calculator with your current review period data, and then fill out the spring calculator with the last round's data, and compare those Z scores between the two rounds.
Okay. And that safety calculator, tell me again where it is.
So the fall 2019 hospital safety grade calculator is on the review period website. If you need the spring calculator, you can email our help desk, and we can attach that.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Next question, please go ahead.
Yes, hi. This is Jennifer from Lee Summit Medical Center in Missouri. I did download the review instructions, and that was just going to be my question. I'll just step through it. I was just wanting to make sure that in times past, trying to review the information, making sure I had the right source, and when I go into that data source link, the 2019 LeapFrog Hospital Survey, it takes me into just the survey, which is the answers that I provided. So I was just trying to, I'll just use the instructions to determine how I can go in and verify our measure score.
Yeah, so for those LeapFrog Hospital Survey measures, when you click that link, it's going to bring you to your survey. But on that survey dashboard, you should see a link to your hospital details page. So when you click that, you'll be able to review your results for those measures. And you'll want to look at those in conjunction with the hospital safety grade methodology, which will tell you if you scored fully meets the standard on CPOE, for instance, what that corresponds to in the safety grade.
Okay. Yeah, I just clicked on it. Thank you. And I, like I said, I was going to ask the question before I downloaded it, but I had time to download the instructions. So thank you for your help.
No problem.
The next question, please go ahead.
Heather, can you hear me okay?
Yes,
if we did not provide a survey to LeapFrog, will we actually get a grade or are you guys capable of getting enough information from secondary sources to provide a letter grade?
Yeah, so the safety grade includes hospitals that complete a LeapFrog hospital survey as well as those that do not. In both cases, it's going to your eligibility is going to depend on how much data is available. If you have not received your username and password, you can contact our help desk, and we can provide that to you. If you are not scored, we will also let you know what measures we're missing for your hospital. But yes, in both cases, you can receive a safety grade. It just depends on what data is available.
Okay, thank you.
And next question, please go ahead.
Oh, hello.
Hi, this is Philomena from South Coast Health in Massachusetts. My question is related to the safety practices section. In previous years, we've declined to respond, and we actually scored, the numerical score was higher. I used the calculator to calculate our current numerical score versus what was in previous years and versus what if we would answer or decline to answer. Would you be able to share why our numerical score would be lower having answered than declined to answer?
So you're, again, your numerical score is not going to be based on one or two measures. It's really an overall performance. I'm happy to schedule a follow-up call with your hospital to discuss your performance, but really without taking a look at your individual data, I can't say, for instance, what contributed to your performance change. Again, those that participate in the survey and those that do not see those A, Bs, Ds, and Fs, and Cs, but your performance is really going to depend on your performance on those measures included, and we do want to encourage hospitals to be as transparent as possible, and that includes reporting to the LeapFrog Hospital Survey. If you want to submit a help desk ticket and attach your safety grade calculator to that ticket, we can take a closer look and certainly schedule a call to discuss it.
Thank you. That would be great because our other the other scores appear to be, you know, very similar. So we were just wondering why, you know, the declined answer would actually score higher than our responses. So I appreciate that. I'll initiate a ticket. Thank you for your help.
No problem. Thank you.
We have one more question in the queue, but as a reminder, that's star one. We'll now take that question. Go ahead.
Sorry, I'd asked a question earlier, but I had one more. In regards to, like, the NHSN data, I know there's a schedule where you pull the data, so sort of two questions. One, there's two dates of one, like, for example, it says, like, the August 23rd date. But then there's the August 31st date. I didn't know what the differences sort of between those two were.
Yeah, that's a great question. So we do publish those dates on our LeapFrog Hospital Survey website. The August 23rd date is the date that we pull the data from NHSN. So that's the date that you need to have joined our NHSN group in order for LeapFrog to pull that data. The August 31st date is the deadline for submitting this Section 7 of the survey. So on August 23rd, we pull that data from NHSN, and we only score and publicly report it for those that submitted Section 7 by August 31st.
Okay, I think I understand.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I believe so. But then sort of the second part with that, with the parts of, like the infection data that comes from NHSN, I know it's updated on that. Sort of cut to the chase. So for will the data come from, like for the spring 2020 score, will that be updated from NHSN or come from the survey again, from like the 2019 survey? Does that make sense?
So if you've already, so if you've already joined our NHSN group and submitted Section 7, we start pulling data for an updated reporting period with our, I believe it would be our October poll. So we actually advance that reporting period by 6 months for all hospitals that have already joined and have submitted. So you'll see that updated in your spring grade.
Okay, great. Thank you.
No problem.
And next question, go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
My question is related to the safety grade reference ranges. Where could we locate that reference range?
If I believe you might be referring to the letter grade cut points. If that's the case, the fall 2019 letter grade cut points will not be available until the letter grade embargo period.
I'm referring to the spring one, just to have an approximate idea.
So the spring, let me see if I can pull up a... If you submit a ticket to our help desk, I can provide you the direct link to that. It's on our website under, if you're looking at our main page, under the Your Hospital Safety Grade, there's a link for About the Safety Grade. But if you're having trouble finding that, I can certainly attach that to a ticket.
Okay. And then I have one more question. So if we decline to respond on a measure, let's say, for example, Safe Medication Administration, and then if you still get a score for that from a secondary data source, I checked to see we did not have any data submitted in that secondary data source. So how do we go about it? Like, where did you get that information from?
So the data from the secondary source would only be used if it was available and reported. So if you are seeing something different in terms of the data source used, that's when you'd want to submit a help desk ticket, and we can review that. But if it's BCMA and it's that would be based on what your hospital submitted to the AHA IT supplement, if you are seeing a discrepancy in that information, you can contact our help desk, and we can provide instructions for contacting AHA.
Okay, and then because I'm not aware about anyone at the hospital submitting any information to the AHA IT supplement, maybe because I don't know, but you will have the link to those sources as well, right?
So if you have a question about who submitted the AHA data for your hospital, you would need to contact AHA, and the on the review period website, the data source is hyperlinked to bring you to the AHA website. And if you submit a help desk ticket, I can provide you with the contact information you can use to contact our contact at AHA if you have questions.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you. And next question, please go ahead.
Yes, I was just wondering, when the grades actually do come out at the end of October, is that safe to consider those final grades that we can internally share with leadership, or would those potentially change?
Right, so the letter grades that are shown during that letter grade embargo period would be considered final. However, they cannot be distributed publicly, and they should really only be shown, shared with your leadership.
Okay.
They're under embargo until we do that November release.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go with that. I just wanted to make sure that they were we could consider those final then. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
And next question, go ahead.
Oh, I believe you may be on mute.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was. Thank you. We do not, I think you've already answered this. I want to make sure I understood it correctly. We don't participate in the LeapFrog survey. So for ICU physician staffing, I understand it comes from the 2017 AHA annual survey. If we are finding that we, for instance, reported our ICUs incorrectly, even if we are able to update that on the survey, that cannot be reflected for the fall grade. Is that correct?
Since that data is coming from AHA, it will depend on their policy. So if you go ahead and submit the error made and the correction needed to our help desk, we can review it and provide instructions for contacting AHA.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We are over time, I do need to end today's presentation, but I appreciate you all joining us today. And if there was a question that was not that you were not able to ask on today's call, please do submit that to our help desk, and we'd be happy to follow up with you. Thank you.
Thank you. And again, that does conclude today's call. We do thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.